This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This morning here on your second breakfast was Sonia on Joy 94.9, and I have here Judy Reimer. Welcome to the second breakfast on Joy.
Hi, Sonia.
Hey, it's good to have you here. And you're, of course, the filmmaker of I Will Not Be Silenced. It's a terrific film. And just a warning out there, the topic of what we're talking about this morning here on second breakfast, we don't do this all the time. It is about a rape and the attack and assault of a woman, and in particular, one woman, an Australian, Charlotte Campbell-Stephen. I want you to tell us a bit about it.
Well, it follows the court case of Charlotte Campbell-Stephen after she was gang raped in Nairobi. She decided, against advice, to try and prosecute her rape because she felt the strong need to blaze a trail for the women of Kenya by herself really being the guinea pig to see if she could get the court case through. As the story unfolds, it takes much longer than she thought, and it was much harder than she thought, and that was the same for me too.
Yeah, of course. And so this journey in this film, it takes a scope of how many years?
Well, for Charlotte, it was 7.5 years, and for us, it was 4.5.
Right.
So we came in when Charlotte put out a press release that really she was having such incredible difficulty. She really didn't know what to do. And I had met her a couple of years before and thought that the story was interesting but couldn't see how I could approach it. But it stuck in my mind. And when that press release came through, I said to my colleague, you know, this is the film that I really want to be making. And she said to me, well, if that's the case, we'd better make it. And 10 days later, actually, with the help of Screen Australia, we were in Nairobi.
Wow. That's fast? Is that normally that sort
well,
of process?
Well, we kind of found a way to shoot to shoot a critical part in the resumption of the case so that we had an opening to the film. And off we went.
And so what really made you drawn to her story?
The strength of Charlotte. And of course, as you would know, the matters of rape are universal in the world. And we still, in every country, find it difficult for women to prosecute a rape and get the kind of justice that you would really expect that we should. And I'm interested in that. And Charlotte was so terrifically strong and compelling because, it's a funny thing to say, but she was so without self-pity and so determined that this action was going to be a strong go for justice that you could see you had a great story.
Yes, I've been lucky to be privy to seeing a screener of the film, and I must admit, just all power to her. She just kept going. She could have given up, but the fantastic thing, I mean, without spoiling it for people too much, she actually helps to support and influence the woman around her in Kenya. Is she still in Kenya?
Yes, she is. She's in Kenya, and she still works a lot with the women in the Kibera slum, which is the slum that she's been associated with for all of her time in Kenya. And I mean, the other thing that's really important about it is that also, while Charlotte was giving the women a voice, the women were supporting her. They turned up at the court, which they'd never done. Dangerous to do that for them.
And travelling probably a long way.
Yeah. And so this kind of groundswell started to collect around her, which has become incredibly important for women carrying on that movement to get women to speak.
Yeah, because there are some scenes and topics that are discussed in the film that are pretty eye-opening, very challenging for a lot of viewers. There will be some things that will confront you. But that is the daily life of women in this particular slum, Kibera, in Nairobi. And just the camera work, I mean, you're there in the slum. It's like a labyrinth of poverty, you know. What was that like?
Well, really tough. Lucky to have a great Melbourne cinematographer, Marden Dean, behind the lens.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, one of the things that the viewer won't have to face that we did was that it's actually open sewer everywhere and really a hard attack on the senses. But the thing about the slum, which we all learned, was that there's an incredible spirit in the desperation that confronts everybody in their daily lives. Nearly everybody's pitching hard to get enough food to eat today. But within that, you just meet some amazing people whose take on life, when their own lives are really desperate, is absolutely inspiring.
And there's some amazing groups, too, that do pop up. A Gender Violence Recovery Centre was one of them I noticed, and it does seem to help significantly to bring women out of the closet, so to speak, of what's happened to them, where they've been raped and assaulted.
I think it's the fact that Charlotte stood up and spoke out and didn't try and hide anything and was a Musungu, a white woman, was incredibly significant to starting something amongst those women. And the women took it up. And that's what Charlotte wanted to do. But they had never heard a white woman talk about being raped. And because the women were coming to the court and watching what happened to her, they learned about the court process, which they didn't know because no one had ever been through the court system to prosecute a rape.
And what a process.
You know.
My goodness.
Yeah, I mean, at times Charlotte would say, goodness me, I wonder if any woman's ever going to follow me through this. But Jane Odongo, who is a leader in the Kibera community, certainly learned a lot of things about process, about collection of evidence and all of those things through Charlotte. And it's critically important in them being able to get things done.
Yes. I mean, for me, I'm thinking that the film itself could be used as an educational information tool, you know, to see just what she goes through. Is there any chance that, well, has it been taken through Nairobi and Kenya?
Well, one of our great supporters in the film, I mean, the reason that we had court access for as long as we did, is the Chief Justice, Dr. Matunga, who is a reformer working against the odds in his own judiciary.
He's a tough cookie.
And he gave us permission to film and never stopped it. And when we finished the film, we took it and I had a screening with him by himself. And he was amazingly moved by the film. And he said he was calling the judges together for a colloquium at the end of last year and he intended to show it to them. So 400 judges and magistrates sat in a room and watched the film.
Far out.
Which was a very cool thing for us.
Very cool. Did you ever expect in your career that something like this would happen?
No, I did not. And it was a really great beginning to who the audience for this film would be. It was great too. One of our first screenings was in the Kibera slum to the women. Mm. And that was an amazing screening because it was very silent. Okay. Everybody just sat there. I think they were shocked to see themselves and I guess shocked at the power of the film, and they went away for a long time and thought about it, and then people came to find us and tell us how helpful they thought it was and could they show it to other people, which was exactly what we wanted to happen.
Cool.
So it was great.
And I guess word of mouth, you'll get out there and more women will want to see it and flock to it. But also bad manners. Now that was a term that came up amongst some of the local women about sex and sexual activity and when these terrible things happen to do with sex. How hard was that to get over that, you know, get through that cultural part of the, you know,
Jane, I mean, the wonderful thing about Jane is that because she is living the life that she wants to change, she knows all the nuances. And by using Charlotte, she's able to kind of get over some of those things. You can see when Charlotte's speaking in the film with a group of wonderful women, when she starts talking quite graphically about what's occurred and what happened to her, the women are very taken aback because it's just not discussed.
Yeah.
I think one of the things to probably acknowledge is that, you know, that rape is a very, very big problem in Kenya, and it's a very, very big problem in the big slums. It's a huge problem, and also defilement of children.
And
the more people can speak out about it and club together to do something about it, the better off everybody's going to be.
Mm. So for this wonderful eye-opener and very important film, your film, where to next?
Well, we're talking about to television at the moment, and so we expected to go out on one of the channels. And it's doing a very good festival circuit. I think it's been now to about 15 or 16 international film festivals.
Cool.
And it's been well received, so that's just great for us.
And a message out there to women, there may be women who have a similar experience out there that might be listening. What would you advise them to do after working with Charlotte, Stephen?
Well, I mean, the thing is that it's a very difficult thing to advise anybody what to do when they've been raped, because it's a shockingly bad thing. But one of the things that I've learned from Charlotte is that there is therapy in speaking about it and seeking justice. And even how hard that justice can be, I think, as Charlotte herself says, pain is a temporary thing, but regret you have forever.
Last a lifetime, indeed. That's a very powerful idea and message there. So, Judy, we wish you all the best of luck for this fabulous film. It's very important. It's very sobering. It's a wake-up for sure what's going on for a lot of women in other parts of the world and different cultures. I will not be silenced. It's the opening night movie for the wonderful and really important Human Rights and Arts Film Festival held here in Melbourne. And where can people go to find out more about... Do you have a webpage
for
the film?
We have a website. Yes, they can go to Rhyma Charles and you can rent or buy from there. Yes,
he's hoping. Thank you very, very much for speaking to us, Judy.
Oh, Sonia, thanks for giving me the time.
Excellent. This is your second breakfast, a little bit different this morning, here on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.